Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. India slams Pakistan at UN General Assembly over glorification of terror and distorting facts about India-Pakistan conflict. Pakistan Human Rights Commission expresses serious concern over human rights violations and security situation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. UNESCO recognizes cold desert of Himachal Pradesh as its newest biosphere reserve. And India clinches 2 gold on the final day, taking total medal tally to 7 in World Para Archery Championship in South Korea. India slammed Pakistan for glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about the India-Pakistan conflict, exercising India's right to reply at the UN General Assembly after Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's address. First Secretary in India's permanent mission to the UN, Petal Gehlot, blamed Pakistan of being responsible for terrorist attacks on Indian soil. The First Secretary said the Assembly witnessed absurd theatrics this morning from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who once again glorified terrorism, which is central to their foreign policy.
Pakistan is responsible for a terrorist attack on innocent civilians in India. We have exercised the right to defend our people against such actions and have brought the organizers and perpetrators to justice. The Pakistani Prime Minister has spoken about wanting peace with India. If he is indeed sincere, the pathway is clear. Pakistan must immediately shut down all terrorist camps and hand over to us terrorists wanted in India.
Gehlot reiterated that Pakistan's military pleaded for a cessation of fighting during Operation Sindoor. She asserted that there is no room for any third party to intervene in issues between New Delhi and Islamabad. Palestine's ambassador to India, Abdullah Abu Shawish, has praised the government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting the Palestinian people. Speaking to the media, Mr. Shawish highlighted that the Indian government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, is supporting the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is responsible for aiding Palestinian refugees. He mentioned that India is currently constructing a multi-million dollar hospital project in Palestine.
India, under the chairmanship of the current Prime Minister, His Excellency Narendra Modi, is doing also great job to the Palestinian people. India is building right now more than one project, which is a hospital. India and also supporting the United Nations entities that is dealing with the Palestinian refugee. We are fully satisfied, and if there is something that we feel we want to discuss it with the Indian government.
The BRICS ministers of foreign affairs have condemned the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of April in the strongest terms. The BRICS ministers of foreign affairs held their annual meeting on the sidelines of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday. The meeting was chaired by India in its capacity as the incoming BRICS chair for 2026. A report.
In a joint media statement, the ministers expressed strong condemnation of any acts of terrorism as criminal and unjustifiable regardless of their motivation, whenever, wherever, and by whomsoever committed. They called for an expeditious finalization and adoption of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN framework. The ministers also expressed concern over proliferation of trade restrictive actions, whether in the form of discriminate rising of tariff and non-tariff measures or protectionism. They voiced serious concerns about the rise of unilateral tariff and non-tariff measures, which distort trade and are inconsistent with WTO rules. With Suparna's report, Sakshi, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan has expressed serious concern over human rights violations and the security situation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The commission highlighted the Pakistani government's inability to protect citizens' right to life and liberty. A fact-finding mission led by the commission held a series of meetings this month with civil society, press, legal community, human rights defenders and families displaced by conflict, as well as political party leaders. In a statement, the Commission pointed out that local communities and stakeholders have highlighted a worrying link between increasing violence, displacement and security operations, and the extraction of natural resources under the proposed Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Mines and Minerals Act 2025. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the World News. The Cold Desert Biosphere Reserve in Himachal Pradesh has been inducted into the UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves. The announcement was made at the World Congress of Biosphere Reserves in Hangzhou, China, highlighting the region's significance as a model for sustainable development. First designated a National Biosphere Reserve in 2009, the Cold Desert now becomes India's 13th site in the global network. We have a report.
Located in Lahaul Spiti district of Himachal Pradesh, the Cold Desert Biosphere Reserve encompasses Pin Valley National Park, Kibber Wildlife Sanctuary, Chandtal and Sarchus areas. Situated at an altitude of 3 to 5,000 meters above sea level in the rain shadow of the western Himalayas, this region is recognized as a cold desert. Its dry, cold and extremely harsh climate makes it natural habitat for Himalayan wildlife and rare plant species. High altitude lakes like Chandtal and snow-capped peaks further add to the grandeur of this landscape. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is set to address the 80th United Nations General Assembly shortly, stepping in as India's primary speaker at the high-level general debate. Bhutan's Prime Minister Chering Tobge has reiterated his country's firm support for comprehensive reform of the United Nations Security Council. He has advocated the inclusion of India and Japan as permanent members. Speaking at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, Prime Minister Tobge said Bhutan believes in a representative, responsive and effective United Nations. And now news from the world of sports. It's been a remarkable day for India in archery, shooting and the World Para Athletics Championship. A report.
It was a day of immense pride for India. At the Para World Archery Championships in Gwangju, South Korea, India secured impressive 7 medals, including 3 golds. The absolute highlight was the incredible feat by 18-year-old Sheetal Devi, who made history by becoming the first woman armless archer to win a world championship gold in the compound individual section. Her male counterpart, Toman Kumar, quickly followed suit, claiming gold in the men's compound individual event. India's success continued at the ISSF Junior World Cup in Delhi, where shooters Rashmika Sehgal and Kapil clinched the gold medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event with a final score of 16-10. Meanwhile, on the opening day of the 12th World Para Athletics Championship, India won a gold and a bronze. Shailesh Kumar clinched the gold medal in the men's high jump T63 category, while Varun Singh Bhati secured the bronze. Furthermore, para athlete Deepthi Jeevanji won silver medal in the women's 400-meter T20 event. With JP Gupta's report, Shagun Chopra, Akashvani News.
In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final tomorrow at the Dubai International Stadium at 8 p.m. IST. While the two nations shared one of cricket's fiercest rivalries and have met numerous times in the Asia Cup, this will be the first time in the 41-year history of the tournament that they contest the trophy in the final. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India slams Pakistan at UN General Assembly over glorification of terror and distorting facts about India-Pakistan conflict. Pakistan Human Rights Commission expresses serious concern over human rights violations and security situation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. UNESCO recognizes Cold Desert of Himachal Pradesh as its newest biosphere reserve. And India clinches 2 gold on the final day, taking total medal tally to 7 in World Para Archery Championship in South Korea. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.